Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, from talking about a couple of teams that have no chance to get into a championship game, at least the way they're looking so far, to a team that's currently playing in one, we talk about the Hub City Spartanburgers now in the South Atlantic League Championship Series. Tomorrow night, game two, it's do or die. And to talk about it, we bring on Ian Unsworth, broadcast and media relations manager of the Hub City Spartanburgers. Now, obviously, Ian, you would like to be sitting in the catbird seat at 1-0 instead of 0-1. But being in this situation has got to feel really special. Do you let yourself, as the play-by-play voice of the Spartanburgers, give in to the moment? Or do you work really hard to treat this like it's any other game tomorrow?
Well, first of all, fellas, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
second of all, I think that it's a big game tomorrow, but it can't be lost. That, like, it's still a series. Yesterday was a big loss, but at the same time, the Spartanburgers still have a lot of high leverage arms left. They'll have a home crowd behind them tomorrow, and one win, nine innings of solid baseball, put you right back in contention for the championship. That's the strange nature of just a three-game playoff series, right? There's no slow build. There's no one team can't really jump out in front and grab the series by the horns, and then you're down 2-0, 3-0, and it feels like an insurmountable advantage to overcome. It's just one game. And the team has already played 134 of these. So it's a really experienced squad when it comes to flushing it, right? They've been streaky all year. They've lost eight games in a row. They've won six games in a row. So I think I don't have any doubt that the team will show up ready to play tomorrow. I think it'll also help that they get to sleep for a long time in their own beds tonight after some pretty crazy travel over the past couple of days. So all in all, I'm confident in the team tomorrow night. You've got Dylan McClain going out. He's very experienced and pitched really well against Bowling Green in this same spot last week. So I'm not getting caught up in Sunday. It was a tough game, but the best thing you can possibly do for anyone who watched or listened or is going to play tomorrow is flush it and show up tomorrow refreshed and ready.
And Ian, I guess that's the beauty of baseball, right? I mean, we see this at all levels. It all comes down to pitching, but a lot of it does come down to pitching. And for this team yesterday to have lost 13-1, you look at it and say, oh, you know, bad loss, whatever, blowout, yada, yada, yada. But ultimately, you mentioned it, still a lot of arms left. Is that where you feel like Hub City might have an advantage in this series and this critical game tomorrow night's on the mound?
Both these teams are built on pitching and defense. Brooklyn, in the regular season, had the second-best team ERA. Hub City was right behind with the third-best. When you look at the starting pitching ERA, Hub City had the second-best. Brooklyn had the third-best. And defensively, both these teams are extremely solid. The Spartanburgers have had to make some adjustments in the late season as a couple players have gone down with injury. But overall, you look at the team, whether it's behind the plate, whether it's in the infield, and some talent in the outfield, too, they can really field the baseball. There aren't many plays where you just look at it and you say, oh, that's a bad physical mistake. And, you know, mental errors pop up here and there, but that's baseball. But overall, and the guys that you'll be putting on the mound Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm sure Chad Comer and Thomas St. Clair, the pitching coach, have the utmost confidence in the arms that they've saved for these pivotal championship games. And when it comes to McLain tomorrow, I'm sure you guys have probably heard it from Chad here and there. Like what the Spartanburgers and the Rangers really value, you know, they want bulldogs and they want strike throwers. And Dylan McLain isn't necessarily the most fiery of competitors. He is a stoic, calm guy who's you know, he rides the seas evenly, regardless of whether it's turbulent or whether it's smooth. Like, he will not show much emotion, but he competes and he fills up the strike zone. And that's what you need to really settle the team down after a loss that for some might be catastrophic, right? You need someone that's going to go in there and set the tone by attacking the zone and making Brooklyn's hitters put the ball in play. And the Cyclones here and there had some infield singles and some balls that got through on turf that might not get through on grass. So here and there, there's something that really played to Brooklyn's advantage on their home field that might not happen down in Spartanburg. The other thing you have to consider is you're playing in a pitcher's park, right? Fifth Third Park is huge. So that will also come into play and I think be in favor of the pitching and defense for both sides.
Yeah, Ian, last time we had you on, you talked about, you know, the ability in a series like this. It is a short series, and it's also the end of the season, no matter what happens after this series, that you can use up those starting arms a lot more than you normally would in any given game. How do you expect Chad to use the relief arms and closers throughout the remainder of this series?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I've talked to a bunch of Spartanburgers pitchers over the past couple days who say, you know what? Here in the playoffs, it's all hands on deck. It doesn't matter if you threw one night, you can go again the next night just for an inning. It won't be the College World Series where you see one guy go out there and throw 160 pitches and then pitch the next day. Like, the Rangers have much more control on things than a college coach would. And these guys are, you know, they have plans. The season's been much longer, so putting a guy out there for 160 pitches would be ridiculous. That won't happen.
Ian, you know, it's fascinating, man. There has been so much support in this very first season for the Hub City Spartanburgers. And now we all know it's football season, you know, college, pro, high school football going on. But this is historic. This is big for Spartanburg and all those listening in Spartanburg today to this show to be able to have the opportunity to be a part of something special tomorrow night, because everyone wanted to rush out to the ballpark on opening night, but I would argue that tomorrow could be even bigger if the Spartanburgers come out on top. What have you guys seen from an organization in terms of tomorrow's response? Ian, we lose you?
Ian, do we have you?
Hey fellas, you got me?
Yep,
yeah,
sorry
we lost
that.
You there for a split.
Sorry about that.
You're
okay,
good.
Where'd you lose me?
No, you're good. I asked you the question just in terms of the response that you guys have seen concerning tomorrow night's game and the magnitude of it.
I mean, I think from a player standpoint, everyone kind of understands where we are. There's not much else to be said. The clubhouse after the game Sunday was quiet. Right, there was nobody was hanging their head, but it certainly wasn't an upbeat mood at that point. Pretty tough to be upbeat given the result, but I think by the time everyone got back to the hotel, they understood, hey, we're playing again. Season's not over, right? There's still life left in this team, so there's no reason to act like, you know, everything is dead and gone. I think the other thing that really boosted some moods was looking on social media, at least from my perspective. I don't know how much the guys are on social media. I know Chad does not have social media, so he probably didn't see any of this. But for me, looking on social media and seeing that people here in Spartanburg are still supporting the team and trying to uplift this group of guys that's been, you know, through a long journey, a long season, and a lot of travel over these past couple of days was very great. To see that the support's still there and that there are a ton of people that want to get out to the ballpark tomorrow and cheer on the team.
Talking to Ian Unsworth, Spartanburgers play-by-play voice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ian, can you take us into the locker room? Who are the spark guys in this situation? Who do you like to really come alive in these high-pressure situations? And who's kind of that vocal, rah-rah, movie speech, win one for the Gipper guy?
I don't know. I don't think Chad Comer is necessarily a big rah-rah person. He's straight to the point. He's no nonsense, but he's steady, right? That's what you need from a manager. For the most part, John Taylor has been someone that, even though he hasn't been here from start to finish, he's been a real positive presence in the clubhouse. And he's very well-traveled from a baseball perspective. He played at a couple different junior colleges, played D1 at Louisiana Lafayette, and then, he practiced his trade in independent baseball for a year and a half before getting a minor league affiliated opportunity. And I think, he's gained a lot of wisdom in that time. He's given guys swing tips. He's helped out defensively, playing a bunch of different positions. And I think more than anything, his appreciation for where he is has helped other guys who are high profile or might feel the pressure of having to perform after their draft slot or this and that. He's helped guys really stay loose and enjoy the moment because he's someone that every day is extremely grateful for where he is. And I think that kind of at this point in the season is what you need. You don't necessarily need to be rah-rah, but you need to enjoy the moments and make sure that nothing passes you by.
Ian, for any of our audience, any of our Tolos that may be making the trip tomorrow, coming out to Fifth Third Park and maybe haven't caught a game, maybe it's their first one of the season, who are a couple of players that you feel like could have a breakout game tomorrow? For somebody new that doesn't know this roster, who should they keep an eye on tomorrow night?
Well, I haven't seen the lineup yet, so that's a bit of a question yet to be answered.
Gotcha.
But I can guarantee you that Malcolm Moore, Dylan Dreiling, and Casey Cook will be in it. Rangers' first three picks from last year. And when those guys are going well, usually they're in the top five, six hitters in the order, that offense will produce. JT, John Taylor will also will probably be in the lineup. And he's hit all over the place, but he is someone that puts together the best at-bats on the team. His two-strike approach is great, and he makes pitchers work. And a bright spot, especially in that last home series against Rome in the regular season, was Antonis Macias, someone who was a late call-up, can play first base, he can play the corner outfield, even some center if need be, but he also puts together great at-bats and was an on-base machine in low A, and we've seen flashes of that here in high A. And in the playoffs, all you need is one walk, one hit batter, and the tenor of the game completely changes, especially with a rowdy home crowd like we'll have at Fifth Third Park. If you get one guy on base, pitcher feels the pressure, defense feels the pressure, manager might get that bullpen hot a little quicker because all the focus becomes on a pitcher's ability to throw strikes. In the playoffs, things get so intense so quickly.
Ian, maybe this is more of a Tyson Jeffers type of question, but can you tell us, do you know how well tickets are selling for tomorrow night's game? How many are left available? And if you have any tips for our listeners who are going to be making their way into the park tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an exact attendance number for you yet, but I can tell you we do still have tickets available. You can get them a multitude of different ways. If you're a last-minute person and you might just want to show up tomorrow based on your schedule, we always have walk-up tickets available at the box office right outside the left field gate next to the team store. If you're someone that wants to talk over the phone, box office probably just closing up, but you can give them a call tomorrow morning. The number is 864-594-0701. And honestly, the easiest way to do it, just go online, HubCitySpartanBurgers.com/tickets. We'll take you right there. And here's the big part of this that I think some people might have missed. If you buy a ticket for game two, your ticket for game three is complimentary, right? It is a ticket for game two, pending a Spartan Burgers win, will get you in the door for game three. No extra charge.
That's so incredible.
You can double down right there, right? We want everyone to have that experience of playoff baseball in Spartanburg. It's been over 30 years, right? People here deserve it. So if you get that game two ticket, you can get in for game three, and hopefully, right, Spartanburgers need to win both, so you might as well come to both. And hopefully that means the Burgers are hoisting a championship at the end of the day.
And there's a special giveaway that's just been doubled with the number of giveaways that you have. Isn't that right?
I've been on a plane for the majority of the day, or I've been on a bus. So if you know, let the people know.
Yeah, I'm letting them know right now, and you're going to see this out your window. This was originally tweeted about an hour ago, and there's been an update on it. They were originally set to give away 1,000 Spartan Burgers green rally towels, and now
they've bumped
it. Here's what's great: they've bumped it to 2,000. So
it's gonna be
buzzing inside Fifth Third Park.
That's okay. So I didn't know we had a lot of conversations around the front office about rally towels, making it happen. Bowling Green did theirs when we were on the road, and that was cool. But we weren't sure if we could get them in time. It was up in the air whether we were getting them or not. So that is awesome.
Ian,
I guess I have to check my social media more. I'm a young person in the world who's not on social media all the time. Sometimes it's a good thing, but I guess you guys caught me unprepared.
No, you're good, man. Ian, you're awesome as well. We appreciate you, and best of luck tomorrow night. Let's go get it done.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Go Burgers.
Absolutely. Ian Unsworth. How about that important information there at the end? If you buy a ticket tomorrow, Tolo's out there, you will get a ticket to game three, if there is a game three, for free. Complimentary is the way I like to call it. I love that.
Yep.
That is incredible, man.
Who's doing that? For playoff
baseball. That is awesome.
And the first 2,000 fans going to get a rally towel.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be there. I'm going to try to be there tomorrow night. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tolos, if you're heading out to Fifth Third Park tomorrow night, let us know on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. Should be a lot of fun. Playoff baseball is a lot of fun, man. And for that to be in Spartanburg in his first year, that's pretty freaking sweet. So appreciate Ian in his time today, Diesel. We haven't had a chance to get into it yet, but the new top 25 in the AP poll is out. We'll discuss it, our thoughts, your thoughts as well, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.